There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
One, two, three, four, five. Just so you know, we're supposed to wait 28
seconds.
Nine, before we can 10, begin saying 11, naughty things
12,
at the very top 13, of the show.
14,
because it's hurting our 15, ability
16,
to, I guess, sell Pampers.
18,
are we, 19, I guess we're selling Pampers
20,
soon. Have you had? I love my podcasting active diaper that I wear. Because normally what it allows me to do is just.
26.
I can just feel confident knowing.
28, 29, tits.
Okay, great. We did it. We did it. No, we did it. 28 seconds.
Still really close.
No, man. 28 seconds. Just make sure you add a little bit of silence in there, and then that'll add it up to 28 seconds. And that's going to keep us from getting constantly. I'm just going to harass from all angles.
Yeah.
I'm going to harass from all angles.
We're getting f***ed in our c***s over this.
Yeah, I'm getting f***ed in my I'm getting f***ed in my ass. My we actually are going to have to bleep out the God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only thing that's a problem. They said that's a one word.
One word?
It's the one word. They said save it for when you need it.
I can think of a couple others.
They just said really that word.
Because I don't think it's that bad.
Well, me neither. We're in the UK. It means friend.
Yeah. How you doing?
You old see?
You old bag?
Yeah. Piece of whatever. Well, welcome to Side Stories.
So much worse.
So much worse. We made it all worse.
Yeah.
We made it all worse. Hi, I'm Henry Zebrowski.
I'm Ed Larson, and I got lips.
All we have to do is bleep out the I want to bleep out that one too.
I got it.
All right, we're just gonna get all of those. We're gonna knock all those out. By the way, we were saying the C word for those of you. Just know that I'm not just dropping slurs, and that's what you had to bleep out. I love broadcasting.
Yeah. Made for radio.
Hey, that's what my mom said.
Watch your ass, Cumulus.
Oh, God. Isn't that a stupid cloud? Guys, I want to say thank you to everybody that gave money and gave a donation to Convoy of Hope that went and delivered supplies to those affected by the Texas floods. And those of you that did it in the name of Jeffrey Epstein, so far we have, we're close to 20 donations.
Yes.
In the name of Jeffrey Epstein. No one said anything. Convoy of Hope is sending people Bibles.
Yeah. in the name of Jeffrey Epstein.
Is amazing. Nothing makes me happier. But now this is over.
So yeah, we have to end this.
We have to end it.
So you all are hilarious. Thank you.
But I now need, for those of you that sent in this description, I need you to re-email us with where we can send you your shirt.
Your shirt, and tell us your size, and we'll do our best, because we're just using the shirts that we have in the studio.
We're going to get you a shirt, though.
Yeah, so if you're a medium.
It might even be a shirt from my home that used to be on my body.
Yeah. If you're a medium. And you are closer to a large, let us know that. If you're medium and closest to a small, let us know that.
Just say small or say large. We're not here bandying about size charts.
Well, I'm saying it. Well, we're almost out of mediums. So if they want a medium, you know, they have to say that, all right, I am a medium, but I'm closer to a large. Or if you don't have a medium, give me that small.
Go for the large. Never
also,
go for small unless
plenty
you're...
of 3X. Looking for a night shirt.
Seriously, anybody's looking to, like, wrap up a bunch of loose body parts. If anybody has a bunch of old fish that they need to wrap up in a bunch of old shirts, then we're going to send them directly to you. So go to sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. Please follow up the receipt email.
We will send it. We promise.
We're sending it.
Yeah.
It's coming.
You know, and we got a whole bunch of the Eddie's Deli shirts, but they only sent us huge ones. I think everyone thinks I'm so much fatter than I am.
Well, you were.
I was, but not like when they made the shirt. This is like a new shirt.
We're just a big guy.
Yeah.
You were way bigger.
I sound fat.
You do.
I do. Hey, how you doing? Ah, yeah. Oh, I got to get this ham out of my throat.
Yeah, that's a triple XL.
Yeah, it's triple XL, but I'm actually just a regular XL.
You are. Because also, but you've taken very good care of yourself.
We'll see what happens.
Well, thank you guys who came out to Salt Lake City.
Yes!
We had such a blast this weekend.
What a great place. Both shows were amazing.
Super weird place. Natalie got really upset. She went in to go look at all we did a little bit of Mormon
She chose
tourism.
This,
yes. Yes. We spent an extra day in Salt Lake City just to make my wife upset.
Yeah.
But that's called vacation.
Usually you can do that at home.
Yes. Normally that's normally where I keep it. You know why? Because it's free. I can get upset in there for free. But no, it was just because of all the crimes of the LDS church that we were watching. And then I was doing my funny kind of semi-sarcastic, like, you know, because right next to Temple Square, they used to have a park where people could go. And instead, what they realized is that it was getting jammed up with all of these, like, people wanting handouts or free food and all this stuff. Like, they were some kind of church.
Yeah, because they know about all the money that the Mormons are
hiding. Yeah, like, there's some kind of helpful religion or whatever. And so what they did instead was that they turned that whole area into a luxury mall. Like, they just made it into a gigantic, stone-bound, outdoor fancy mall that had giant gates that went up on the Sunday because it's fully private property. And it allows them to not only make money, because they are obviously a capitalistic endeavor, the Mormons, and they also allow to get they can then move the homeless to the far out stretches near the base of the mountain.
Yes.
And then Natalie and I walk through a homeless encampment and they're crispy.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
crispy out there.
No, they are. They are.
Yeah. But the temple.
Now, crispy as in like sunburn or just like angry?
Both. And as they should be. And everybody going in and out of the temple square is watching you, a lot of little Mormon families. And we went and walked through. But Natalie did appreciate my understanding of like, yeah, of course this makes sense. Yeah. This is what the Mormon church does.
Is this where I bought my elder outfit?
Yep.
Oh, that was not a bad mall.
No, it's not. I mean, very, very fancy. But we'll never know. Why do the Mormons buy a Lululemon if they hate ass?
Yeah. What is your problem?
I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, yeah. I guess it's money. I guess they just like money and they don't care what weird slides up people's cracks. So, SLC, you never disappoint. The Wise Guys was great.
Wise Guys was great. We got some other ones. Come see us September 21st in Kansas City, October 24th, Redway, California, and November 30th in Columbus, Ohio. We got some side story shows for you fucks.
We're going to have a really good time. Now, guys, okay, so we spent a lot of time on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie and I, we actually had a wonderful pool hang with Joe Pera.
Yes.
And Carmen Christopher. Where we got to see each other's bodies and talk each individually about how we're afraid of dying on the road.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those, it's like a comedian nightmare after Bob Saget, you know, his tragic accident, all these types of things.
If he wasn't murdered, obviously. If you saw the photograph, Joe didn't have his shirt off, but he did have his shirt off in the pool. And
he's
Henry
hot.
And I got to see
he's hot.
Joe Pera's shirtless body.
And he's trying to grow chest hair.
Yeah, he's doing his best.
Which I really appreciate because last time he was as literally as slick as an eel.
How do you think that happens?
What do you mean?
How do you get hair later in life?
Becoming a man.
Yeah?
Going through stuff.
He was always a man, baby.
No, you got to go through some stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, go out there. He's probably had to punch a mailman.
I'm sure he has.
He probably had to yell at a plane leaving an airport. You ever had to do that?
Yell at a plane?
Fuck you! You're not coming back here! Like, you know? You had to do some man stuff.
I usually yell at the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite place to go.
Yeah. Something like that allows chest hair to sprout. So, and to be out there looking to become more masculine, go yell at an institution. Mm-hmm. The key is to get thrown out of a government building. That's how you start to develop even more masculine traits. It's gender affirming.
Yeah.
But this is not any tour that we're about to talk about.
God, yes.
This is
crazy.
One of the bigger stories that we have continued to follow. And honestly, I'm saying this to y'all. We are not even asking for this.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is one of those where people keep saying, why do you keep bringing up Annabelle the doll? Even after the Ed and Lorraine Warren series, we all know that they're full of shit. Let's not talk about the haunted properties of Annabelle the doll. Let's take a look at it. So, Annabelle the Doll has been on tour. Right, so far.
She spent the weekend in Gettysburg.
She did. She went to Gettysburg, everybody's favorite summer location. Mm-hmm. Nothing I love better and sitting with my family on the fields of Gettysburg with several Coney Island dogs, some hot coffee, couple packs of cigarettes, watching my daughter grow up, smoking them, eating a hot dog in front of me, and just imagining what it was like to watch all those men die, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I love being at Gettysburg. So, but this is a, this was not a fun time at Gettysburg for this gentleman. So Annabelle, as you know, has been on tour, and she's been causing a lot of shit. Annabelle burnt down a plantation. Annabelle freed prisoners from a New Orleans jail. Now, we already know this, and then we know Annabelle went missing.
She also went to San Antonio, which got crazy floods.
Crazy floods. So Dan Rivera, who was the lead investigator for the New England Society for Psychic Research, NESPR, he's a U.S. Army veteran. Right now, he's essentially Annabelle's tour manager.
Yeah.
He is taking her around on this new tour, the Devil's on the Run tour. Amazing idea. Now, everybody kept saying, hey, why are we taking this supposedly highly deadly haunted doll out of its protective casing and putting it on the road? And I'll tell you why, Eddie. Do you know why?
Because it sells tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Give me some more money.
Right? Yeah.
So that's why they wanted to do it. But they didn't think about, you know what they always say? Oh, you only thought about it if you could. But nobody ever thought about if you should.
Whoa.
So, you know, in the end, they knew they were leaving money on the table. We got to get Annabelle out of retirement. This is what they've done to Elton John several times.
Yeah.
And they finally...
He's also a haunted doll.
If a human was an evil jack-in-the-box, it's Elton John. Love him to death. Love him to death. I saw him live. He was fantastic. The whole crowd applauded when they found out he could stand up off the chair. So this is... So Annabelle has been on tour. Dan Rivera... Remember, this was several weeks ago, Annabelle went missing.
Yes, we accused Dan Rivera of lying.
Correctly.
And we said that he was faking a video or showed an old video because we thought Annabelle was missing. We heard Annabelle was missing.
But you know what he didn't do? Anything to assuage my feelings.
Yeah, he didn't respond to you, Henry.
No.
No.
No, to none of us, though. To none of us. All he said was the words, it's not a cover-up. Stop talking about Annabelle. Did you see him on Truth Social? No. He just said, stop talking about Annabelle, right? And we're like, why are you doing this? Someone's protesting too much.
Yeah.
But then, what really happens to anybody that harbors the devil? Oh, they could burn themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Rivera, Annabelle's tour manager, I guess he finally got her together, brought her to Gettysburg, her favorite place. First thing that happens, Annabelle arrives in town for the tour. The 911 service for all of Gettysburg goes out.
I mean, what's really happening there? And it's Pennsylvania.
I mean, to be honest, I feel like it's a hotbed for other activity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that there's like a new version of those, the blue guys.
Yeah.
They're there.
Oh, the new unions there?
The new Confederates are there.
Oh, they're the grays.
They're the same. They're white.
They were pretty much everyone was white.
But that's what's bubbling there. So first of all, that happened. Dan Rivera had to come out and say, Annabelle did not, he's been, again, fighting all of this. He's been saying, Annabelle did not set a plantation on fire. And he was trying to joke about it, but you could tell he was kind of defensive. Yeah. He also said that she did not set those prisoners free, which we know for a fact that she did because she's Antifa.
Yeah.
Then she shut down the 911 calls. Dan Rivera.
Antifa.
Yes, thank you. Then Dan Rivera says, hey, Annabelle definitely didn't shut down the 911 calling services here in Gettysburg, Virginia. Sure, likely story. What changed that day? What was different that day besides the failing infrastructure of the country? Annabelle was in town.
Yes.
Right?
She was in Gettysburg.
She was in Gettysburg. And then what happens? They do the tour. They do that show that night. You know what happens?
Sold out for the weekend.
Sold out. Like they said, it was like 1,300 tickets.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I wish we had those numbers in Gettysburg. We got to go there. We got to do live at Gettysburg.
I think this is actually a great idea.
We're going to do it on the field.
Only if we could bring Annabelle.
Which one of us is Confederate? Which one of us is Union?
I mean,
we have to reenact it.
Oh boy,
is this bad? I guess trouble.
Well, Marcus is
exactly.
Yeah, his family,
and he's the one.
Past.
Yeah, he's the one that the audience likes more.
Yeah, and I'm from Florida, but my family's Jersey.
Florida was Cuba by that point. It was Spain.
Yeah, well, there was some fighting down there.
Oh,
I mean, you know, but yeah, Marcus is the Confederate.
So
Dan's
he's gonna love this. He's gonna love when this is isolated and sent to him. So they did the show. Obviously, they had the meet and greet. Annabelle's out there looking for Strange. You know, she's single. She's the first time she's on tour, so God knows what she got herself into.
Oh,
Dan Rivera goes back probably to the Residence Inn where he was working at. I don't know where they found him dead. I believe they found him at his hotel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm gonna blow the lead on there. Yeah, Dan Rivera died mysteriously in the night. The day after, they had already gotten a town into Gettysburg. Now, we don't know the cause of death yet. I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Dahl.
Dahl, yeah. It's definitely Dahl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heart stopped by Dahl. Like, they're digging into an autopsy right now. They said the autopsy could take several months. But he died.
In this hotel, it doesn't look like there's any nice hotels by Gettysburg, unfortunately.
So
it
might
not have been a good place where he died.
What's the nicest hotel by Gettysburg?
Well, they got the Inn at Lincoln Square.
Oh, that seems nice.
It looks expensive more than it's nice.
I wonder if he's there.
The Union Hotel, so that's where the winners stay.
Yeah, as they should.
Yeah.
They don't have a Confederate hotel, do they?
I think the rest of them are Confederate.
Or is it just the Holmes?
The Dobbin House, maybe? Oh, the Gaslight Inn. They tell you it's Union, but it's Confederate.
Live from your grave.
Now, this is the Gettysburg Leg. This was hosted by Ghostly Images of Gettysburg Tours at the Soldiers National Orphanage. Great venue.
Yes.
Nothing I love better than performing at an old vacated orphanage.
So now that we got all these dead soldiers, what are we going to do with their children?
I say we put them to work in a soulless, empty building.
Amazing. We'll bring a doll here 160 years later to kill a man.
I hope it does. So Dan Rivera, they went to the... can you even imagine that? You spend your afternoon to Gettysburg. And where do you have dinner at the orphanage?
So did he died at the hotel or did he die in front of Annabelle?
No, he died at the hotel. Where was Annabelle? In the other queen bed.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
It's not like she's sitting in the car. Annabelle's in that fucking room.
You don't think they left her at the orphanage? She probably loves it there.
Oh, yeah. But I think that's the problem. She likes it too much.
Yeah.
And then she's going to get canceled.
Yeah, because Annabelle is what? She's a 6-year-old girl, right?
No, it's a 90-year-old pedophile man inside of her.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
You've heard the character I do.
Yeah, I've heard the character you do, but I thought it was a little girl.
That's like a mixture with the Enfield Poltergeist as well.
It's the same thing.
It's a bit of both.
I thought that the character from The Conjuring was the old ghost, the old man ghost.
That's The Conjuring 2.
That's Conjuring 2. It says here in the New York Post, the psychic medium claimed the doll was inhabited by the spirit of a dead 6-year-old girl called Annabelle. And the Warrens said it was demonically possessed and moved the doll to the museum in Connecticut.
See, the doll's going to say anything that you want to hear. Uh-huh. Okay? The doll it has no agency. The doll is going to say, of course, the ghost and the demon inside of it's going to be like, I'm just a 6-year-old little girl. I wouldn't do anything wrong. And, you know, guess what they're really doing, man? They're baiting kids.
Yeah.
They're baiting.
All right.
And so Dan Rivera died in the fucking unceremoniously. Won't name the hotel. We're just going to choose one.
Yeah.
Choose one, Eddie.
Oh, I still think, I mean, I just deleted my fucking page of hotels in Gettysburg.
But I do love
I'm calling it the Gaslight Inn. We'll say it's the Gaslight.
I just think it's amazing.
So it could be alive.
But, you know, also, but I do want to give... like an honest, heartfelt, I'm sorry to the family of Dan Rivera.
I think you should apologize for calling him a liar.
No.
I will.
Because there's no proof that he wasn't lying.
I mean, the fact that Annabelle was in Gettysburg.
But I think she was missing for a period of time.
You think she was missing and he got her back?
Yes, I think that he probably left her on a bus. And I think that I don't think Annabelle necessarily left on her own cognizance, I think that technically he might have left her in an Uber.
Well, they did recently build her a new display.
Oh, I know. She's got her mobile display.
And so now...
She's like John Paul II.
That she, with her new display, they said that they used holy water and stuff like that mixed with the paint and
Dan
stuff.
Dan Rivera himself said that when he was in the company of Annabelle, he was wearing three different crucifixes and one was stained with a stain that included holy water in the stain. Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
No, it didn't work at all.
Because you know what also it didn't help against? High cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. That might be the problem. The food in Gettysburg. Ooh. I'm guessing it's all burgers.
I can't imagine. I feel like now they probably have like one vegan place. There's more and more embracing of that side of things. But I think it's mostly French fries. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sad. I feel for Dan Rivera's family, but he knew what he was getting himself involved in.
Yeah, I mean, well, he works for Annabelle, used to anyway.
Listen, if you're, like, I'm trying to think, who's a dangerous musician?
Van Morrison.
Or if you're Van Morrison's tour manager, you know you got to watch your shins because Van Morrison likes to kick.
He's a kicker.
He likes to kick.
He's a kicker and a drinker. He's a spitter, too.
He is literally a kicker and a spitter. He'll slap you. He'll bite you.
Alpaca.
Yeah. No, he's intense. It's like being with a herd dog. You know, like, he's intense. So when you're tour managing Van Morrison, you know, wear thicker pants. Mm-hmm. You're going to hang out. You're going to need to keep your head on a swivel. You're going to keep him liquored up, right?
Yeah.
Dan Rivera should have been kind of maybe more dialed in about what were Annabelle's needs.
Yeah.
Because now where's Annabelle?
She's just sitting in Gettysburg.
Now, the orphanage. I want to know. Is she just at the orphanage?
Apparently she was in the hotel room while he was dead.
This is what I'm saying. She's in the other queen bed.
She was just sitting there.
Yeah. If I was the cops, I would have shot it three times.
You might as well.
Dude, if I was the fucking cop, you walk into a room, you see a dead paranormal investigator half laying out of the bed with the foam in his mouth, and you look and you see Annabelle perched up on the cuck chair of the hotel room, and you mean to tell me you're not putting two in her fucking head? Well, you fucking shoot her in the goddamn head, or you rip her open looking for fentanyl. Because it's quite possibly he might got some of that Gettysburg toot, and I have no idea if that Gettysburg toot is clean.
No, it's certainly not. So, still scheduled is Annabelle coming to Maine in September
with who?
With Tony Spurra.
Oh, Tony Spera's coming out?
Tony Spera, yeah, it's Tony Spera is...
Oh, Tony Spera's coming out.
I believe he was there too.
He is he's the paranormal researcher. He's the son-in-law of Lorraine and Edward Warren. I think we still remember.
Chris Galloran and Wade Kirby also be there. Dan Rivera has not been taken off the poster yet.
You need to do that, guys. You need to make that move.
It's still fresh. I don't think their internet works too well. Annabelle's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky for Scarefest.
Stop plugging her.
October 17th through the 19th.
No, let's stop. People are dying here, okay? Dan Rivera was her road manager, her opener, her friend, her travel manager, okay? Yeah. And Annabelle fucking just killed him. Tony Spera's next.
Is this weird that I want to see Annabelle more now?
Of course. No, it's not weird at all.
Would you go see Annabelle?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Of course.
But do you think, we've talked so much shit at this point.
No, I have much respect.
But I don't.
But in terms of, like, I know she's a killer, and I get that.
Yeah. But she belongs in her prison. Do you think it was because he took her out of the box and brought her to the hotel room? That's where she killed him?
The only thing that... I mean, a lot of people have been getting on me for this style of content before, but I think the only thing that could have maybe happened is... I don't want to speak ill of the dead. Mm-hmm. But hopefully he didn't make a move on Annabelle.
Ooh, yeah.
Because maybe that's kind of what... Because I bet you on some level, he's like, yeah, sure. She's a 6-year-old ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But that ghost was made like 90 years ago.
Well, do you think the dress is sewn on? Do you think it unzips?
Well, I don't know.
No? You don't think it unzips?
I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
But I could see Annabelle getting revenge.
Yeah, one thing I do know about Annabelle, she's on the rag.
You fucking
know what I'm saying? Because she's Raggedy Ann doll.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting. Unbelievable. She's too young for a period.
I mean, you know, why does she have all the rags?
If she's having her period at six, that's bad. That's problems. There's stuff in the milk. There's too many hormones in the milk. I get what RFK Jr. is saying. You wouldn't even believe these girls are having periods at the age of three. There's periods everywhere I go, every elementary school. I go to each every one of those elementary schools, and I just check all the little girls for periods.
That's the end of that story.
No,
it's not. She's going to kill Tony Spera next. There is no way that Tony Spera is good. Dan Rivera looked like Timothy Chalamet next to Tony Spera. You know what I mean? Like, Dan Rivera looked like he was filled with life. Tony Spera looks like shit. Tony Spera is not going to eat good enough to live on the road.
Do you think that there's a chance that Tony Spera knows that Annabelle needs to kill to stay popular?
Maybe he feeds her deaths.
Do you think that maybe pillow over Rivera's face by Tony Spera to make Annabelle look more evil? And framing Annabelle.
Tony Spera, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. You have one chance to exonerate yourself before I assume that you're killing your own investigators for PR purposes.
Yes. Right?
And there's no evidence there to say that that's what happened.
There's no evidence to say that it isn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except for the fact we do it, yes.
The cause of death has not been revealed yet.
No, because, I mean, we'll find out what it is.
It's chili fries.
I'm hoping it's just a normal heart attack, and that this won't be worse news for everybody involved. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hope it's just a normal, good old-fashioned heart attack.
54 years old. So.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, wondering whether or not he got that Gettysburg toot.
There's Tony Sparrow.
Tony Sparrow looked like shit 40 years ago.
No, he really did.
There is no way he is going to last 2 days with Annabelle on tour. It's like being with Vince Neil.
He dyes his beard red?
Yeah.
Looks like, what is that?
He says, no, Eddie, he's as young as he's ever been. Look at him.
This was in Gettysburg.
This is in Gettysburg?
Yes.
The last time he was in Gettysburg?
They published an article about the Gettysburg visit right before man died.
Wow. What is Tony Spera doing with all the bracelets? Why does he have so much jewelry on?
I mean, it's got to have, holy water in it or something.
Yeah,
protection.
I guess.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
It's something for protection, yeah.
Well, just
do
honestly.
Do you think that she will spare his life?
I hope not. Because we need more to talk about.
Man, it is crazy. I can't believe. So Annabelle is just killing.
This has just been the longest Annabelle run I have heard in a second. It doesn't stop. It's not stopping. Tony Spera's next.
He has to be.
You know what's next after that?
What?
Washington, D.C.
Whoa.
Annabelle.
Tours the White House?
White House Challenge.
Whoa. I mean, he does like young redheads.
Yeah, he does. But, you know, hey, pop a blonde wig on her. She might have a shot. All right, so let's get on to this next story. Casey Anthony's got a bob.
Yeah, she got a small haircut.
All right, that's just really as far as I'm going
to
go.
It is. Yeah, she looks like shit. She's showing her neck. I guess it's where you should choke me to death.
I will quickly say this. So people sent this article to us. It's literally page seven mixed with our lives here, mm-hmm. where it's a paparazzi picture of Casey Anthony on a date in New Hampshire. To be honest, it doesn't look like it's going well.
No.
The guy looks like he is tired and upset, and it looks like she's info dumping on him wherever they're at. Now most people are talking about her severe bob, and I'm not going to join in on that, but I am going to say what Eddie and I realized. We had a little side discussion, and this is, I'm going to say this without, like, I want to, how do I take the misogyny off it, right? Let's take it off and just say, I believe her evil power is the fact that she's getting hotter. It's not that, it's just not just the fact that she's getting dummy thick and it's looking good. It's the fact that some people, like most people that are under a certain amount of stress, right?
Yeah.
Casey Anthony, if you really thought, if she had a soul, she would be under a certain amount of stress that would probably make her look worse.
right? Yeah. In terms of stress hurts you. Stress is a thing that ages you.
Evil can be hot.
But
I don't think she's stressed.
That's what I'm saying. She has no conscience, so it's allowing her to thrive. Mm-hmm. And so she is... You know, she's got a kind of a glamazon thing going on.
Yeah, she's hanging out in New Hampshire.
Oh, you know, everybody loves New Hampshire.
She's at a bar called Season Tickets, and she's not wearing a bra.
This just in. But yeah, that's really as far as that goes. I just mostly, we're all kind of keeping tabs on her. She's already talked about doing some kind of OnlyFans comedy special. She tried to be a victim advocate. The audience didn't like it. Yeah. And so she's still trying to figure it out, but she is definitely, she's going to be, I'm going to say next Trump's term, she's going to be in charge of the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, Secretary of
Baby watching.
Children Defense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this isn't her old boyfriend that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. This is a new guy.
Whoa, she just destroyed that other guy's life and moved on. Weird.
I guess so, yeah.
Whoa,
that's
kind of crazy. No way. Not Casey Anthony.
TMZ says this was a first date.
Oh, wow. And that guy looks stressed.
Yeah.
Because you know where the one eye's looking? Right at that camera.
Yeah.
He's looking dead at the camera that is taking a picture of him and Casey Anthony on a date.
He looks very bored in this other picture. She's looking
at his
phone.
She's showing her his phone. She's just, oh, God. What do you even ask her?
Yeah.
What's the date about?
Do you think that maybe like halfway through the date, he didn't know, he just thought he was like on a Tinder date with this hot chick named Casey?
Oh, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt that he just matched with the chick named Casey. He probably's like, she looks familiar. Whatever. Yeah. Nice, yeah, no bra. And then like literally like because men, unfortunately, it's sometimes with, you know, cishet men, things don't sink in.
Yeah.
Right? They don't fully, you're not maybe fully asking questions. Okay. And so I think I'm going to give them the benefit of
that. They wanted to watch the Red Sox game. So they're Red Sox fans.
Oh.
And
even worse.
They were sipping on Bud Lights. And Casey ordered a club sandwich and he got a steak sub.
How do they know so much? It's because the whole restaurant was fucking talking
about it. It's so weird. I have like slowly but surely, as I get older, falling in love with TMZ, and I wish it wasn't true.
They are
so evil. I hate them.
They are, but
I'm drawn to it. I can't help myself. Every time, like, I'm looking at today's stories, all four are TMZ.
Dude, TMZ is evil.
They broke the Dan Rivera story.
Yes, TMZ is evil, but they get the information. they really do. And so we're not supporting them. But we're entertained by them.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That is a bad. It is a bad Bob. Now that I'm looking at it, it's definitely.
It's so bad. It looks like a Frank.
Hello. It is. I not just want to talk to your manager. I'm gonna kill your manager.
Yeah.
Haircut. That is what that is. Is your manager a little girl?
Yes.
Let me take care of her for you. But yeah, that's really the hot goss on Casey Anthony, and we cover it here. Now, this other story that Eddie found is the single worst thing I've seen all month.
Which one is this? Is this...
You made me look at this.
Oh, yeah, man. This one's a great one.
And this one is... I don't like this story.
This story is
fucking really, really, really gross.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years, baby. The screw worm is back. That's right.
Back.
We're all getting fucked up by
back.
Screw worm, baby. Yeah. Back in the saddle again. Back in the cow again. So the screw worm is a man-eating worm that has been turning Honduras into a goddamn nightmare.
This is so fucking awful. So it's like this fly that can land on an open wound, and it can shoot between 30 and 500 eggs.
300 to 500.
Oh, my God. And then they turn into these screw worms. Mm-hmm. They're the black-headed, centimeter long, and they just slowly but surely
screw into your body.
They
burrow through you.
Until they get to your lungs and they get to your brain and they just find the way through your vessels and they're impossible to get out. They have to do like surgical tweezers to find them. There's this chick who she was in the hospital in Honduras, and usually they're just like dealing with people getting like fucking killed with machetes and shit because it's a really dangerous place. And then this chick's in there and scaring all the nurses because she's got screw worms coming out her nose. Every time she like blows her nose, a bunch of these fucking screw worms come out. Well, she's just screaming in pain.
I'm just gonna hear. I'm gonna even read this because it's like it's horrific. This guy, there's one picture in this article of a guy who got skin cancer and the screw worms jumped onto his skin cancer and just burrowing their way into his brain. And it's like, it's bad, dude. It's bad. And largely it's because, I don't want to get even more political anymore this week, but it's like the idea that we funded a program for a while.
We killed the fuck out of these screw worms.
For 30 years. And they've just kind of decided to come back, right? Because we decided to stop sending sterilized flies to go stop and create this sort of artificial barrier between these. Because normally these things affect cattle.
Yes. And the illegal cattle trade, which I didn't know was a thing.
I did not know that cartels also sold illegal beef.
Yes.
And that they did. They were also in the beef industry and in the oil industry.
Makes me like them a little more.
I mean, it's intense. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
But they said that the trafficked cattle, like all this like smuggled cattle, had the screw worm, and now it's jumping from cattle to people. Now this is just horrible, right?
And so, it used to not attack people, but now it's in people. That's the other thing that's really weird. The screw worm used to leave people alone, but now it's fucking eating people.
Yes, this happened to a young woman named Reina. They said the presence of worms were so far up the cavity, without a swift response, they could have gnawed into Reina's brain. This is from Reina. During the bus ride, some of the worms had ventured into my mouth. I've been sneezing a lot, and every time some come out.
5-hour bus ride.
It's been 2 days now. The pain in my head is so intense, it makes me wince. I can feel them in my nose because it's so sensitive. I can feel them moving. I can sense them like they are forcing their way higher into my nose. I have no idea why I was targeted. Maybe it had happened while I was asleep. What can I do? Can we please watch Resident Evil on this bus? I would love to do it. And then the reporter's watching her, and then the doctor comes by. Like, this is just brutal. The reporter's there being like, later I watched a doctor squirt saline solution into Reina's nostrils, which leads to a few more worms emerging.
Yes. But these worms have killed a couple people so far. They get into your body, and they literally screw themselves in deeper and deeper and deeper. All right. And they will come through any sort of, like, this one guy took a Band-Aid off just to let his wound breathe for what was minutes, he says.
I mean,
and then he was a
homeless guy, which is really sad. Yeah.
Yeah. But then the fucking flies got in there and they fucking built their screw worms. And these people are getting fucking screwed.
That guy said, he said, they bite really hard. I could feel about 10 different worms at one time.
Yeah.
And if you look at the cups of the worms, it's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's real, real rough. And this is after I watched the stupid Top Chef episode the other night where they were all eating bugs, all fun. They're all like, this new thing, too, is like, which I do believe is the subtle, like, everybody's going to get used to eating bugs because it's going to be the main, like, form of our protein one day. And it's slowly but surely, like, kind of like dipping its way more and more to pop culture, right? I think that's like one of those like government information dissemination projects that we're a part of. But I don't want to eat these ones.
No, you can't eat them because they'll just eat you. 78-year-old Maria Consuelo lives in Colonia, a volatile neighborhood said to be controlled by MS-13. She had they took over her foot. Do you see this?
Oh no, I'm watching. Yeah, they definitely gentrified her foot.
Yes, yeah.
That's what I'd call it.
Yeah,
that's what I'd call it. It's like they all moved in from Wisconsin.
Yeah, the fly must have laid eggs when the gauze on my wound was not applied tightly. The next day, I felt like there was something digging inside my lathe. The itching was unbearable.
Rob is just fucking squirming. We are killing people right now.
This is the only thing that gets me. This is the kind of stuff that gets me.
This shit is nasty, dude. Yeah. It's just more like this is the kind of stuff we might see happen over and over again because we don't know why. They don't know really why it came back so intensely and why it jumped to humans so quickly.
Yeah, no, they don't know why it's happening, but it's definitely happening, and the illegal cattle trade is what is sparking it.
It's almost like it's all tied together. It's almost like there's a lot of systemic issues, and they're all tied together.
Who said that?
I'm fucking terrified by this.
Oh, yeah, you should be.
Oh, man.
As you should be. That's why I'm going, oh, I just feel bad for the cows are just happy.
This hasn't happened.
They're leaving us alone.
Yeah. They said it hasn't really happened in 16 years, but now it's starting to happen a lot and down in Honduras, and it's coming to Mexico.
Well, go head on down to Honduras. And spend some of those tourist money because they need it. All right? Just don't mind the worms. So they do need that tourism money if you could.
Live from your grave.
That was one interesting thing. Now, this other story, you would think it also would have come from this part of the world, but no, it came from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
A ship that docked in Cleveland last summer, there was a goo. Right underneath this boat, it was a research vessel called the Blue Heron. It was monitoring harmful algal blooms in Lake Erie, which I think is largely caused by the people.
Okay.
I just assume. Have you ever been to Lake Erie?
No, but we're going to be in Cleveland the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I'm excited to maybe get some of this algae bloom on me.
I hope that we can get some of this mysterious goo to come to the show. Now, they found at the bottom of this thing, right? Now, the captain, Rual Lee, he piloted the boat to Cleveland, where it was the Great Lake Shipyard, right? The boat was having mechanical issues.
Mm-hmm.
And when the propeller shaft bearings needed replacing, apparently. And then when they opened it, they noticed this tar-like substance oozing from the rudder post. And it was normally a hidden component of the ship's steering apparatus. They didn't know what it was. At first, they thought it was like grease.
Yeah.
Right? A glop of the glue, they plopped it in water. They, like, scraped some off, and they plopped it in water, but it didn't leave a sheen. So that's how they knew it wasn't grease. And so then they tried to shoot it with a blowtorch.
Okay.
Which is, what did we learn from the thing? Hold. You want to put that in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
They tried to burn it with a blowtorch, and it wouldn't burn.
Okay.
Right? So that's concerning, right? So then they brought it to the University of Minnesota Duluth. We can go take a look at it. That's when old Doug Ricketts, he was a marine superintendent for the Blue Heron, he figured it out. They went and they took it over. They brought it to a guy named Cody Sheik. They were working on it. They put it all together. And basically, they found that whatever this thing is a new, like, DNA strand. It's something new. And they've called it, guess what?
What?
Ship Goo 1.
Okay.
That is the name of it. Ship Goo 001 is the official name of this new DNA strand. We don't know what the hell it is. The discovery of the goo demonstrates how life can exist in unique places, including built environments. We're seeing it more with, like, the algae and the bacteria that can consume plastic.
Yeah.
Or the animals that can, like, live in giant rivers of trash. So, like, in many ways, I know many people are very concerned about the environment, but I think it's fun to challenge nature, right? That's all it is. That's all pollution is.
It's chaos theory.
It's a challenge to nature to see if what they can do with it. And they're succeeding wildly. They're turning into black goo.
This is upsetting. But Lake Erie has never been known to be clean.
No.
No, it's not like this is, like, coming from a place where, like, oh, Lake Erie's nice.
There's a lot of, like, new, for some reason, around the Michigan area of, like, go visit Lake Erie. Bring your family to Lake Erie. And it's like, you guys keep begging me to go.
Yeah.
We're at Lake Huron.
You're right there.
You know what I mean? Lake Huron's nice.
Also, Lake Michigan. They should be promoting that, Michigan.
But why do I need to go to Lake Erie? It's going to suck.
It's notoriously stinky.
But Same time, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. What are you like about Lake Erie?
Yeah.
And why is it the new black goo? And if we're going to go take our black goo out on a date, where are we going in Lake Erie?
I know. One thing I always know about Cleveland, cheeseburger town.
You mean like the cheeseburger's mayor and the police?
I wish! Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. No, but no, it's got lots of good cheeseburgers there. So oh, wow. I'm excited for that. This story intrigued me. You didn't seem to care about it, but let's just talk about it for 2 seconds.
Which one?
The hospice nurse, she got in trouble because she amputated.
That's right. This is an update, technically.
It's an update, yes. So a Wisconsin nurse who amputated a patient's frostbitten foot without authorization and planned to use it as a ghoulish display in her family's taxidermy shop was given a sweetheart plea deal, which she will serve no time in prison and just pay $443 in court costs.
Hey, you know, because in the end, she was just trying to do something fun with it.
She took off a man's foot.
But I feel like in the end, he wasn't using it anymore.
Yeah, he was going to die soon. He was frostbitten.
Yeah, she technically saved his life, which I think was probably they looked at the
insinuation. I mean, he died days later.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, so he didn't need the foot.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, by that point, she's already got the foot.
She was initially charged with intentionally causing great bodily harm and mayhem.
Yes.
And physically abusing an elder person. But the felonies, which could have carried a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison, were dismissed after she pled guilty to lesser charges. Oh. She was given a misdemeanor.
Oh, she took a plea.
Yeah. No, yeah. She took a plea.
Yeah, sure, great. I mean, that's what she did. They gave her a fucking crazy deal. Probably, you know, you look at the person's history. She was a nurse. If she didn't have any other criminal history, if it's really just in the end, it's an art project in a dumb, disgusting way.
Yeah.
So I feel like I could see a judge being lenient.
Yeah.
I could see it, you know.
He was in hospice care, you know, but she called his feet mummy feet.
Yeah, they were. But I also, they became that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what she did. That was her artistry. And it wasn't like he was the kicker for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the foot was garbage.
The plan was she was going to taxidermy his black foot and put a sign next to it that said, "Wear your boots, kids."
Yeah, that's actually a great idea.
I guess so.
It's like a joke.
It's like a joke. It's like a funny joke. It's a good warning, too. But also, I feel like she's an interesting woman in the fact that she even thought of it. But she's a nurse.
The nursing home administrator had told police that he explicitly told Brown not to perform the amputation. And she did it anyway.
Oh, you see, I do believe that that's like the real issue here.
The man's sister got extremely upset, quotation marks.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I don't think we need the quotation marks. I think that she obviously was very upset. But also, like, what if you gave her the foot?
Yeah. Oh, she said that.
But did she want the foot?
When I found out, I pretty much lost it. He had a heart of gold. A phenomenal artist.
Yeah, and a foot of shit.
Yeah.
And the problem is his foot.
A foot of coal.
Full of coal. I'm just saying, like, the idea of, like, you ever see that when you leave? Okay. Maybe. Wow. This is probably not going to help us. But the idea that
you're
going to
say
leave,
the word again?
No.
Okay.
You leave a jail, how do we're going to beep them out. We have to beep each one out now.
Damn it.
That's what we're doing now.
Rob's going to need a raise.
We
I'm
need
sorry.
A special noise for that word. The very end of this is the, you know, people put out a table you don't want anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So are you a criminal? Or, like, technically it's like illegal. Like if you leave a table out on the street.
And you saw its legs off without anyone asking?
Yes. And you take those legs and you turn them into, I don't know, you're going to make them to look like big horse cocks for the pride parade.
Okay.
And you have it all set. So that is technically a crime, but it's also art.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. I think the art tips it.
Yeah. Okay.
But also, I could see that she's fired from being a nurse, though, I believe.
No, she's not allowed to be a nurse anymore.
See, I think that's the bigger punishment of all.
Yeah.
Because she loved being a nurse, obviously.
Yeah. She looks like a purse. All right. Moving on. No charges for John Elway after he killed his agent in an accident. His agent fell out of his golf cart and hit his head.
Now, how do we know that John Elway killed this man?
Well, he was driving the golf cart, and this man fell out of the golf cart, and he hit his head on the pavement and he died.
Was John Elway intoxicated?
It doesn't seem like he was. I'm going to say probably. He's on a golf course.
I mean, I do wonder if John Elway, because he's got big old chompers.
Yes.
Now, I guess it's, but how would he be even kind of remotely charged? Why would he be charged? Because it was an accident? Did he crash the cart?
It seems like he might have like swerved and the guy fell out. Jeff Spurbeck.
Why was that guy wearing a seatbelt or something?
I mean, you're in There's a golf no cart.
There's not?
It's no. A golf cart on a golf course.
But Who's also wearing a seatbelt.
You got tuck and roll. I mean, this guy is 62. He ain't tucking nothing.
How fast could John Elway possibly have been going?
I mean, I don't know how fast he was going, but they were...
What, he tried to drift?
They were leaving a party after attending the Stagecoach Music Festival. They were definitely drunk.
He was hammered as balls. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was hammered. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Dan Marino's driving. This don't happen.
Yeah, because he's alone in the cart because he has no friends.
Oh, come on! Come on! Everyone knows that fucking... You can't find a helmet that fits John Elway. His head's too big.
Was Dan Marino a friendly man?
When I met him, he was nice.
But I mean, in terms of did he have friends?
I'm sure he had friends.
But I mean, in terms of Dan Marino. Close guys. But you know...
I'm sure he had lots of friends. I'm sure he's covered in friends.
I hope so.
I know he... you know, he has a child out of wedlock. There's one friend.
That's different. That's called being a responsible athlete. The fact that he even acknowledges the kid is huge.
I don't think he had a choice.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of stuff you can do.
They say 600 people die each year in golf cart accidents.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely
see that. Everyone's driving those things drunk. Golf courses. Are you ready for this? Get rid of them. I hate golf.
I know.
Golf sucks.
I think it's dumb.
It's so much space. Make a park.
Literally.
Give the land back to the people.
Here's a compromise. Gun range.
Yeah.
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 I'd rather it be a gun range.
Yeah, exactly.
We can all get trained.
Every time someone wants me to play golf with them, I'm like, what do I look like?
It is considered to be the ultimate aging man's bonding experience, and it's just not for me. I don't like golf. I don't like the outfits. I don't like the little clubs. I don't like the tiny ball.
Yeah, I don't like the elitism. I don't like that the people who work there can't afford to live any close to it.
I just don't like
everything about golf. I hate that they hit the balls into the water all the goddamn time and don't clean them up.
Also, the idea of
how many alligators choke on golf balls? I'm sorry.
I also hate a sport where it's the least amount of points wins.
Yes.
It should be the opposite always.
Yeah, why
most points win.
Negative is good?
That's stupid.
Fuck you.
You're dumb.
Yeah, man.
I think I do a commercial for the PGA.
Yeah, no, we love golf.
We love golf.
We do a golf commercial?
Definitely,
oh, yeah.
Eddie.
Golfers love listening to true crime podcasts.
They do, actually. They actually, a lot of times, love golfers love it, and they also, a lot of times, make the crimes that allow us to report.
Oh, well.
And that's what we love about golf, is that it keeps guys out there. So get out there, roll up on your favorite course, and you want to hit that little ball out there to the other little hole, have a good time out there.
The only good time I ever had on a golf course is when I was a kid. We broke into one and had a keg party.
Oh, sure.
And fucking destroyed it. That was a lot of fun.
I just want to drink at the bar.
I don't even want to do that.
Well,
because you got to drink with everyone who plays golf.
And here's the problem.
And then they're all fucking assholes.
And that's why I would just say stuff like, well, have you heard about
gay sex?
You said it.
Hey, boys,
want to take turns with me? Now, speaking of this, let's do this little quick story right before we get to letters, because this is pretty great.
Is this which one? The chimps?
Yes.
Yes!
You said this very last week. This is just really funny.
I found this. Go ahead and just play this wonderful fella. Real Greg Baldwin had an amazing Instagram reel that I probably should have used on the stream, but it just felt like it was news. Let's just play this, and then we can talk about it.
This is a wild story about the chimpanzees at the LA Zoo. So the alpha male leader, his name is Glenn, right? And he was so successful, they decided to transfer him to another zoo. So chimps are very smart, so they couldn't just have him disappear. It would have caused chaos, right? So they anesthetized him. They knocked him out. They put him out so all the other chimpanzees can see him and think that he had passed away. They had like a chimp funeral. And he went to the other zoo, but things didn't work out. So they brought him back, and all the chimps went nuts, right? They thought Glenn had died, and he became the leader again, of course. And so Glenn is now like the Jesus of the chimpanzees at the LA Zoo. back from the dead.
Nothing would make me happier if this creates the first chimp religion. Like, because that has to be wild. They just mourned him because chimps mourn.
Yeah.
And then he just comes.
They know what's up. They can speak.
But he comes back. I'm actually really surprised they didn't all group beat him to death.
Well, I mean, you never know. Well, here's the thing. I'm surprised that didn't happen also because back in 2012, these same chimpanzees group murdered a chimp baby. Yeah.
That happens actually quite a bit.
Yeah. So it was mauled to death in front of a crowd of people after the chimp gave birth.
You know what else?
They just killed it immediately.
You know what else was mauled to death?
What?
The homeless of Salt Lake City.
Oh, continue. That's right. Good pun.
Yeah.
Good pun, buddy. I like it. Hell yeah. Yeah, but the infant was born on March 6th, 2012 to Gracie, who's being allowed to keep the infant overnight. And then an adult male chimp decided that he didn't want that baby around.
No, it's very common amongst the chimp community.
Mm-hmm.
They're not woke.
Yep.
You guys have to be careful. We all love chimps, but their views are problematic.
Jamie Becker, the zoo's director of mammals, said, "I feel bad for the people who saw this happen."
Well, yeah, sure, I bet.
There were young children that were there.
No, they should learn.
Yes.
Kids should know that their father could do that to them if he so wanted to. Yeah. All right? That daddy could fucking regulate if he needs to. Mm-hmm. Be scared of your father.
So we got LA Zoo. I feel like just keeps having problems. We had problems with the elephants.
I don't like zoos anyway. I don't really go.
Like zoos a lot, but when they're doing good, and the LA Zoo has a decent reputation, but I keep hearing awful stories.
Well, so, yeah.
Well, but now this is, I guess, a good story. The new one.
What? That's this? The fact
Jesus chimp?
Jesus chimp? I don't view any of the. I'm afraid of fucking with the theology of these animals. Mm-hmm. I actually think it's very concerning, and I guess it's probably good that they didn't beat him to death, because then the chimp would have become a martyr, and he would have become more of a concept than just a fellow chimp, and I think that would have caused them to rise up.
They know they can't fuck with Glenn.
Well, you don't know.
Fuck their ass up.
I would check Glenn.
He's the leader.
I was just the new leader.
What happens when you check Glenn? You get fucked up.
It's me, Vanilla Rumsky. I'm the new leader of the monkey group. And the fact that you died, damn it.
They're apes.
You're dead. I'm calling us monkeys. I'm taking us back.
Oh,
make
yeah?
monkeys great again. I'm taking us back.
Rip your goddamn arms off. Glenn, no one fucks with Glenn.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Well.
Not even God himself.
He's old.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah, I think that he's like, just leave me alone. how about I? Why you keep doing this to me? Like, I'm Glenn. Why you keep doing this to me? All right, time to do some listener emails. We got some good new stingers, though.
Oh, we got new stingers for the listener emails?
We did.
Are we going to pick one eventually, or are we just going to?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
good. Oh, shit.
Shit. I want to fucking. These listeners, dude.
Ooh, listener email.
Ooh, shit.
Ooh, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, hot damn. Some white man blues.
Woo.
What? White man blues. That was really good.
Yeah.
Who did that one?
That one was from Dylan Raddick from Akron, Ohio.
Good.
He's in a band called Sea of Ghosts.
Really good work.
Right. Really good work. Do we want to play one more?
Yeah. Let's check this other
same
one
guy?
Out. Different guy. This
different
one's from
guy?
Brandon Coyne from San Diego. Let's check this out.
This one's from the Lake of Ghosts.
Cool.
I think I like that one more.
Whoa, more than the fucking white man funk?
I think I like it more than white man funk.
Wow.
That one's had some soul to it.
Well, that was kind of more noise rock. That was actually, I feel like, more even Marcus's flavor.
It was cool, though. I like it.
Yeah, like, who did that one?
That one was from Brandon Coyne.
Oh, yeah, good work, Brandon Coyne.
Is he in a band?
Doesn't say.
Getting one.
Yeah, get in a band.
Right?
What the fuck
are you
doing?
Come on.
These stingers ain't making any money.
Come on, man. You get out there and you know what? Because that's how you're going to equal the playing field, especially if you're ugly.
Yeah. You should have donated to them in Jeffrey Epstein's name. You would have gotten a shirt. You would have gotten something. It's amazing how we gave those people more than these people like making art for us.
So much more. So much more. But you know what they get?
A sticker?
Yep. No. No.
No more. I'm no promising more.
We
too
give,
much.
We can't give it anymore. We can't track them all down.
Yeah.
But we got to give all the other ones. Jeffrey Epstein.
Have we ever gotten a good Bigfoot picture, by the way?
No.
Has anyone sent shitty ones in?
Yes. Well, I've gotten a lot of people in. I've got a lot of people in costume. I've gotten a lot of pictures of other fat men that they say, is that you or is it Bigfoot? Then I get a lot of other mm-hmm. pictures of like funny Bigfoot statues. But yet, I don't even see a grainy one yet. And you guys have to remember, again, sidestoriesylpotl@gmail.com. We're not joking about this. If you come to the Humboldt Show and you have a good picture of Bigfoot, we're going to give you a pound of weed. But you kind of need to be where the weed is.
Yeah.
Because you can't ship it.
No.
And we're not driving it.
Yeah.
And we can't fly it.
Yeah. So it's on you.
All right. So it's kind of on you for both.
I still think it's worth it.
I do too. It's a pound of weed.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. The Camo Man. When I graduated high school in 2014, Christ. A few of my friends and I decided to take a weekend to go rough it in the woods in Sandpoint, Idaho. After filling the old Jeep Cherokee with not nearly enough bug spray or food and far too much twisted tea, we drove out to the woods for what was sure to be the best weekend ever. After finding a nice clearing, we decided to set up camp. Tents were placed, campfire was ready to be lit, marshmallows eagerly waited to be roasted, but the first order of business was exploration. So off we went in the vast wilderness of Sandpoint, Idaho. But then things started to get weird. We couldn't help but feel as though we were being watched or followed. And we were convinced that we kept seeing something darting between the trees just off in the distance. Being that we were all just 17 or 18 years old, we just played it off by saying it was Bigfoot. But after a few more miles of exploring, we came across a lively and friendly dog. We didn't realize we had gone so far that we were now approaching a small cluster of houses. We knocked on the door to a house trying to find out where this dog belongs and spoke to this man who lived there, and he mentioned something that kind of freaked us out.
That dog's delicious.
Yeah,
have you licked its belly?
That's my wife.
He asked us, have you seen the Camo Man in the woods? After a short conversation, he explained to us that there is a military veteran who lives nearby, and he spends his time sneaking through the forest in his retired ghillie suit.
Cool.
We are sure that this is what we were seeing, but we were never able to confirm as our trip was cut short due to one of us getting a nasty bug bite, causing his hand to swell up like a balloon. This is 11 years ago, and we still talk about Camo Man. It is weird. The idea of just like, hey, I'm just looking.
I mean,
don't mind me, just looking.
If you have a ghillie suit and you're not using it, what's the fucking point?
Well, I would wear it to the store. I'd wear it to the mall.
It doesn't. People are going to see it to the restaurant. There.
Yeah.
No, you use it to hide.
I do both.
It's for hunting usually, so it's kind of like a red flag, I think, if someone's wearing one of those.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
He's just in the woods. He's doing his job.
Don't look at me. I get mad when people look at me. I'll have a cheeseburger and a milkshake.
To me, this listener mail is there was a guy where he was supposed to be.
No, he wasn't. He was stalking children.
He wasn't stalking anybody.
Yeah, he was. He was following them in the woods for pleasures.
I think it's okay.
Well, now you guys know what to do to Eddie.
He didn't do anything.
I can't wait for you to do this to Eddie.
This guy did nothing wrong.
The next time we go to any place remotely forest bound, we're going to set this up.
Yeah.
I just need to get in touch with somebody who has a ghillie suit.
I mean, there's lots of ghillie suit listeners, I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, I want one. I might buy one. Just do it to myself. Do
there's
it to you.
Immediately when I Google man in ghillie suit, there's man dressed in ghillie suit whistles at children in the woods.
Oh, wow, where is it? Is it the same
Cincinnati.
Place?
Oh, it's Cincinnati. It's in Cincinnati.
These are my people.
You see, Eddie? Oh, your whole community's there. This is exactly what you should be doing.
Hell yeah,
oh,
man.
Great, Eddie. Nothing like, oh, because, you know, Ed loves his kids.
Well, the show's sold out on the 29th, but if you want to come, ghillie suit, man,
no,
I'll put you on
the list.
No, I don't
want the ghillie suit. Honestly,
we won't even know he's there.
That would be funny. Someone should bring a Last Podcast and Left themed ghillie suit to the show. Oh, wow. Wow, today really flew by, didn't it?
It really did.
Wow, what another wonderful episode of Side Stories. So make sure you live every day knowing for the fact that almost a year ago to the day today, the President of the United States was not shot. You can laugh about the fact that they keep trying to tell you that he was. We know for a fact that he wasn't, right?
I hate to say this. His ear looks good.
It's fucking the best it's ever been. It was better than it was before. Mm-hmm. And you can love the fact that you can spend your days and your hours watching endless YouTube hole videos about what actually happened to him and the fact that he actually cut his ear on the holster of a Secret Serviceman that was standing at the podium. And the only thing he cared about was getting his shoes so no one could see that he had lifts inside of his shoes.
And then that guy died because they set the whole thing up.
Yep, and they couldn't care. We haven't heard one word about any of it since.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they murdered a man. They murdered a fireman.
They did, but he was totally acceptable to sacrifice. So thank you guys so much. We got a lot going. Go to lastpodcastontheleft.com. Buy tickets to see us live. We're all over the goddamn place. You got to come see us. Go to patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft to watch us flap our gums. Also, you can see the live stream every Tuesday, 6 p.m. PST on our Patreon only. And then, you know, obviously we cut out what we can't make it to YouTube. And we put it on there for free for you. But then go to all our socials at LP on the Left. You can see it. And go to our new YouTube channels. We're making a lot of stuff. We are about to make an announcement. I think it's going to actually make people happy. I don't know. I don't know what makes people happy anymore. But I think that
when they're upset, they're happy.
That's the thing. It's mostly you're starting to find out that when they're upset, they are happy. But this one's going to make you actually happy. And it's going to come out at very, very soon. I can't wait to tell you about it. It's a whole new project we're doing here. But between then, go to our new YouTube channels at LPN TV, someplace underneath LPN Romanticy, The Foreign Report, and No Dogs in Space. Go check it out, because that's where all our new shit is coming.
All right, Dan. I hope you are inside Annabelle.
You know what's nice? You know what's honestly the only kind of silver lining to all this is that nothing makes a ghost hunter happier than finally becoming a ghost.
Oh, my God. Does he have to hang out with all the ghosts of Gettysburg?
Oh, wow. That's going to be a bummer. Hail Satan.
I don't know. Hail Ghillie Suits, I guess. Hail Dan Marino.